So let's rewind time a little bit. I don't know. I don't think I'm the only one, but about, I'd say 5 or 6 years ago, things were really great. Life was just great. And something just happened and things just started spiraling down one by one. It was a basket full of just stuff that happened. Looking back now, it's like, holy crap, right? Like, first thing was my father's death. So there's grief. Then there was my mother's cancer almost after that. In between that, there was also a divorce. Shortly after that, my mother's cancer came back. I ended up getting into a really bad car accident that took me years to heal from. A little bit after that was my mother's death. And then I lost my job. And you could only imagine the turmoil that happened. And this was literally back to back within a few years of each other. And, you know, looking back now, it was just like I was pretty strong to handle it, but it just spiraled and spiraled. And before you knew it, I just really didn't give a crap. You know, I just did not care towards the end about what happened to me, what happened in life. I just, you know, kind of just gave up, which was not in my character. And, but through it all, there was a different person that came out of it and that is still coming out of it, that is still being molded. And a lot of other things happened. And that was my story for a very long time. I was injured, heartbroken, grieving. They say one of there's four top things that take so much out of you to heal from, and that's divorce, death, losing a job. There's something else, and I can't remember what it is right now. And I pretty much, I think, dealt with them all at the same time. And other people would say, oh my gosh, if I was going through that, I don't know how it would function. I wouldn't be able to get out of the bed. And there were days that I didn't, you know, but you put that mask on sometimes. I did in front of people. No one really knew deep down inside what was going on. Social media, you know, your life's perfect. People still don't know. I never even mentioned the accident. They didn't know the grief and the pain that I was going through. And we paint this beautiful picture, but inside we tell ourselves a completely different story. And I think one of the things that heals is telling that story, but not from a point of view of a victim, but telling that story to really understand it so we can heal it. You heal what you feel, right? And you rip off that mask and get vulnerable and get ready to do the nitty-gritty work to get to the other side. The only way through it is to go through it. So here I am in the midst of it all, about few years after, I've been on a journey to healing. I've been through Reiki healings, chakra healings, acupressure, acupuncture, EFT, NLP, hypnotherapy. There's so much more to list. Different meditations, different books, and the list goes on and on. Life coaches, positive affirmations. And all of it has helped in its own way, but it's taken me, myself, to dig deep, to go inside, to not be afraid to go inside and really see myself and to love myself exactly where I was, and to love the person that I've been. And to love the person I'm going to be, and to really see that. So these are the processes that I've been through. So these next coming episodes, I'd like to go through them in depth This is just our intro number one. I'm so excited for what's to come. This is so vulnerable, authentic. It's nothing's written down. I'm just sitting here speaking from my heart right now. And I know there'll be some format. And I want to have you on with me so we can talk about it. We can discuss it. We can grow and break through together. We can brainstorm. This is a community where we are all legendary and we all make a mark on this world. And you are important. I am important. Everyone we know is important. They play such a role in lives that matter so much. Without you, the world would be completely different. Just seeing the void of my mother and father in my life, I never realized what role they had until they were gone. And if you think that you do not matter, trust me, please believe you do. Because without you filling the space that you have and sending off the energy that you do, their life would be completely different. And it would be a shame that you don't show up the way that you are, the way that we can. And that's what my goal is with this, is for myself to grow with you so we can show up in the world very happy, joyous, living the life we want to create. Another thing I was learning is like the metaphysical, like our aura, the energy work, the spiritual side. That's so fascinating as we dive deep. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. I love you guys. Don't forget to give yourself a big hug today. And I'll talk to you soon.